Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Rock Your Reinvention. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is money. I know some people don't like to talk about money, but I love to talk about money. I want to know all the money things. And it takes money often to reinvent ourselves, and it takes new thoughts about money in order to truly rock a reinvention. So this fits right in here. I hope, by the way, that all of you have recovered from the time change. For those of you dealing with daylight savings changes, I don't think I slept at all last week. I was up every morning at 4:30 a.m. And I'm just like, okay, so we're doing this. We're up. So I hope you have recovered. I'm finally getting back into my normal groove. I'm also just getting back not too long ago from Orlando, Florida. I was down there getting certified as a John Maxwell certified team member. They have a big event twice a year called the IMC. I don't know what it stands for, I'll be really honest. But it's basically where you go to get your certification and reconnect with the whole John Maxwell family. And so now I am a certified speaker, trainer, and executive coach on the Maxwell methods. And I'm really excited to be able to bring that extra layer of expertise to my clients, as well as have a lot of new offerings that I can start to bring into corporate settings. So just thought I'd throw that out there in case anyone was like, what is the John Maxwell certification you got? I saw it on LinkedIn, but you don't know what this is all about. A few of you have reached out, so I thought I'd just give you a little more information. But while I was there, there were so many inspirational speakers, so many people who got up on stage and were telling their story and telling their journey. And so many of them really came from humble beginnings, right? One guy was like, I was making $18,000 as a youth pastor. And then now he's making millions of dollars speaking. And it's like so exciting to see these people up there on stage making their dreams come true and having this amazing impact on the world. And I really appreciated seeing these people up there sharing their money story, sharing how they have been able to reach financial success, not in a braggy way, right? But they did it in such an inspirational way. And I think we need to see that when we're reinventing. I really think we need to see others who are doing what we want to do on a higher level, because it shows us it's possible. It shows us the way, a way, I'll say, of how we can achieve our dreams. I mean, if you have this dream and no one around you is doing it, you have no connection with anyone who has made this possible, it's going to feel really hard. But for myself, you know, when I surround myself by other coaches and speakers and trainers who are killing it, I'm like, yes, if they can do it, I can do it. This is so possible and so accessible to me. So that's the first lesson for today. If you have got people who are achieving the kind of success and they've got the kind of money mindset that you want, you've got to surround yourself with them. You've got to look at your circle and say, okay, who here has the kind of money mindset I want? Who's achieving the level of success I want? You stay. The others, I might need to take a little break from you, or I got to add more people who fit my ideal success to my network so that I'm constantly surrounded by that. So important. You cannot underestimate the power of your network and the power of people you have around you. And another great way to do that is listening to this podcast, right? If you don't have people who are achieving the kind of success you want, you can always come here and hang out with us. And now you've got that, right? Like, that's another way to add it to your network. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, no one in my family understands my entrepreneurial dreams. No one understands that I want to write a book or a screenplay or whatever that big, audacious, amazing dream you've been given is. It can feel really lonely. It can feel like there is no path forward. But There are so many resources digitally for how you can start to add to your network. Okay, so too many people, from what I'm seeing, this is my observation, are living in scarcity. Okay, you've got a scarcity mindset. You're never going to have enough. There's never enough to go around. You don't have what you need to be successful. It could all be gone tomorrow. And a few of the things that I have heard from clients, and these are direct quotes, okay, is, I'd leave corporate, Karen, but what if I can't get my Starbucks coffees anymore? I'm not even kidding you. A client said that. What if I can't get my Starbucks coffees anymore? What if my lifestyle changes? I like being able to buy what I want when I want. I mean, I could go on and on with these, right? But what this tells me is all of these people were operating from a place of scarcity and not abundance. What if you started your own business and you could buy a freaking Starbucks? Like, you could own the Starbucks. You could have Starbucks for life because you're making so much money in your new business. What if your lifestyle changes? I hope your lifestyle changes. Who wants to work 300 hours a week for a corporation that is overlooking you and not paying you what you're worth? I mean, you could work a fraction of the time, have freedom and flexibility, and make more money doing your own thing. Like, what if that happened? Yeah, I hope your lifestyle changes. I want your lifestyle to change. I want you to have freedom and flexibility and to be able to work from anywhere and go on vacation for a month out of the year. And that might not be your goal, but I'm just throwing these things out there, right? Like, everyone's coming with their preconceived notions that life has to fit in this little box and there's only one way to do it, right? I like being able to buy what I want when I want. Who doesn't? But why do you think you can't do that just because you leave your corporate fake secure job? I mean, not that the job is fake, but there's a fake security there. There's a false security. You could get laid off tomorrow. Company goes under tomorrow. You think those people who used to work at Circuit City or Blockbuster ever thought their job was going to be in trouble? No. Some of you are like, what the heck is Circuit City? It just came to my mind. It was like one of the only stores I could think of. But there's so many businesses that used to be in their heyday. I mean, Research in Motion, RIM, they made the BlackBerry, the world's like first smartphone, basically. And RIM who? Right? It's Apple or Samsung, Android these days. So those people probably never thought that they would lose their job. They thought they had security for days. And we're seeing it right now again in the tech industry, right? Layoff after layoff after layoff. So I want to help you move from living in a place of scarcity to living in a place of abundance. And some of you might be like, okay, why does this even matter though? Why does money mindset matter? Well, for starters, your money story and the subconscious thoughts you have about money are always going to win out. What do I mean by that? If you have some deep-seated belief that you could be poor or destitute, then your brain is always going to operate from a place of fear and lack, a fear that you are once again going to go back to eating those Chef Boyardees or something, right? You're going to have that in the back of your mind. If you grew up in poverty, if you grew up without having your basic needs met, you're always going to be fearful that you could slide back to that. And if you don't rewrite these limiting beliefs and these thoughts and these negative ideas about money, you're always going to be stuck there. No matter how much money is in the bank, it does not matter. I know millionaires who are hanging on to every last dime and penny. Millionaires. And most of us would look at these people and go, Are you really negotiating over like a $20 discount? Like, what are you doing? But they're coming from such a place of scarcity and they're afraid they could lose it all tomorrow. And I don't want any of you to have those kinds of subconscious beliefs because they're going to hold you back. Even if you don't consciously know it's holding you back, it will hold you back. And the second thing is law of attraction. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the law of attraction. If you've never seen the movie The Secret, of course, I highly recommend this, or reading Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. Like attracts like. So if you have an abundance mindset, you are going to attract abundance. Good things, opportunities, ways to make money will come to you. However, if you have a negative mindset, and you have a scarcity mindset, then you're going to attract scarcity. You're going to attract a lack of opportunities, a lack of money. And I don't want that for you. I want more for you because you deserve the world. So one of the best things to do is to start by getting all of your money beliefs out on paper. We're going to kind of workshop today. Okay, this podcast is going to be a little bit different. So I would love for you to take out a piece of paper. And if you're like, Karen, I'm driving, I get it, be safe. Do not do this in the car. But I will just say, for comedic value, Julie Rose, who is going to be on the show next week, I just recorded her episode yesterday, was telling me that she knits on a treadmill. Okay, so if she can knit on a treadmill, you can totally do this while you're working out or doing laundry or dishes or whatever. So where there's a will, there's a way. But pull over safely, get to a place where you can write this out. And oh, by the way, if you want a worksheet for this, go to KarenFreeland.com right now /money-mindset. Money-mindset. And you can get my e-guide for money mindset affirmation. This is going to be so helpful for you. But if you want that right now because you want to do all your work in one place, go grab that. KarenFreeland.com/money-mindset. The link will be in the notes too. So I'm going to read some of my original money beliefs, okay, that I wrote down when I did this exercise with my coach. The first one was, it's hard to earn money when I'm not in a 9-to-5 job. I can't charge more for my services. They might not pay it. Money is hard to come by. It doesn't grow on trees. Sound like my parents now, right? Money is important for status and power. People will like me more if I have money. One wrong move and I'll be poor. I can't spend the money I do have because I don't know how I'll get more. Money is the root of all evil. I'm sure some of you have heard that one before. As you heard those, some of you were probably like, oh, yes, I think that too. I feel that way too. And some of you were probably instinctively shouting at your phone like, no, Karen, you can make more money. You can charge more. I love that. And it's so funny because I look at this now and like people will like me more if I have money. And I'm like, that's so ridiculous. That is ridiculous. But you know what? It was my thought. And so I have to honor my thought. But by putting it down on paper, I get to take so much power away from that thought because I'm like, no. That's crazy. People don't like people because they have money. And when we get to the turnaround, right, because we're going to turn these around in a minute, you'll see that if that's all people like you for, then, well, maybe those aren't the people you need in your life, right? So it really gives you such a great gauge to evaluate things. Now, hearing those beliefs, right, it's hard to earn money when I'm not in a job. Money is important for status and power. If I make one wrong move, I'm going to be poor. It's like, okay, well, if I have those thoughts, how am I ever going to earn or attract more money? You're not. We just got done talking about the law of attraction. One of the statements I started saying, maybe about 2 years into my coaching business, was I don't want to be a seven-figure entrepreneur. I don't want to be a seven-figure entrepreneur. And if I'm really honest with you about why I was saying that, it was a defense mechanism. It was to protect me from the fact that A, I wasn't making seven figures and all these Insta-fakers out online are saying they are making 7 or 8 figures, right? But it was also blocking me from receiving whatever the universe and God wanted to entrust with me, right? I was saying it because I didn't want to feel like a failure. If I tell people I don't want to make 7 figures and I'm not, then great because, well, I'm telling myself I didn't want to do that anyway. But what I realized as I started working through my money mindset issues was I didn't go into business to make 7 or 8 figures. I went into business to change women's lives, to get them unstuck, to never have to go through the hopelessness and pain that I felt when I was going through my midlife slump. That's why I went into business for myself. And because I wanted freedom and flexibility. I wanted to be a more present mom. I wanted to be at all the kids' lacrosse games. And what the heck do they play in the fall? Why can't I even remember now? Doesn't matter, right? All their games. See how unpresent I've been for so long? I can't even rattle off their sports. Cross country. There we go. It came to me. I want to be at all of their stuff. And so that's why I went into business. But at the same time, if I do make seven figures, I can have amazing impact on this world. I can donate so much of that money. I can give back. There's so many things. So I don't want to block that money from coming to me. I want to keep myself open to that. So I hope that that's making sense. And the only way to explore these beliefs and to understand where they're coming from and why you have them and how to change them is by writing them down and expressing them, saying them out loud, putting them on paper. And once they're down, now we can do something about them. You leave them in your head, we can't really help you, okay? So you've got to put them down on paper. And so I hope you're all doing the work. I hope you downloaded the e-guide from KarenFreeland.com/money-mindset, because this is going to change your money mindset big time. Okay, so now we're going to turn your statements around. Once you've paused this and you've written out all your statements, you heard my examples of my money belief. We're going to turn these around into positive money beliefs, okay? And these are going to be our new guiding stars, if you will, our new North Star for how we're going to think about money. Money is abundant, and I am worthy of receiving it. My programs and services are life-changing. They are absolutely worth whatever I charge. I have more than ample liquid savings. It would be hard to go broke with this level of security. Money is abundant. I can always make more. Therefore, there is no need to be as frugal as I have been. If people only like me for my money and status, then these aren't people I need in my life. I can teach my boys good money management and how to have a positive mindset. I spend my money wisely. I make great financial decisions. Right? And I mean, there's like 10 more. I won't read them all to you, but a lot of them are in the money mindset guide that I told you about. But gosh, just sitting here listening to that, doesn't that just have a totally different vibe? Don't you just feel the shift from this like, oh, I can't make money, or how am I going to do it? How am I going to get my Starbucks coffee? To like, girlfriend, there's more money. I know how to make money. If I made it once, I can make it again. Like, it's coming my way. I am worthy and deserving of it all. I mean, it's just like a totally different vibe. Now, I read these to myself regularly. Okay, just writing them down once, rewriting them once is not going to do what you need it to do. Okay, I'm being really honest with you. And anyone who tells you that it will is lying, and you should run the other direction. This is a practice. This is something that you have to do repeatedly in your life. So if I don't read these at least once a week, I find myself falling back into scarcity. I don't know how long of a journey this is going to be, but it's going to be a while, right? Because for so long back waiting tables and early on in my career, I always felt like I didn't have enough money. I never worked on my money mindset. So I have a lot of really deep-seated beliefs about money. And I even said, oh, I sound like my parents, right? When I was reading one of those that money doesn't grow on trees. And I have to remind myself not to say those things to my boys. And I'm not blaming my parents, right? We all do what we learn, right? What we think is helpful. I mean, yes, money actually doesn't grow on trees. I've never walked out to a tree and plucked off a $100 bill. I get what you're saying, but it's not helpful, right? Because what it does is it puts us into a scarcity mindset. So it's nobody's fault, but I now am in a position where I'm old enough and wise enough to say, do I want to keep this belief? Or do I want to let this belief go? And my answer to you today is that I think there's a lot of beliefs that you're probably going to want to let go. All right. I hope this exercise was helpful. I just want to say two more things before we round out today's episode. And I want to go back to my time with the John Maxwell team down at the IMC event in Orlando where I got certified. As I saw these people on stage, like one of the gentlemen was up there. So amazing. He's just totally skyrocketed his business using all of the Maxwell stuff. And he was up there talking about how he got one corporate client for $275,000. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And at first I'm like, yes, I see the possibilities. This is great. Like, I could totally do that too. I have a huge network. I have tons of people who are in corporate. Like, there's no reason I couldn't do this. But then I was like, but why haven't I? And I started to fall into that little trap for a second of, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe this only works for him. Maybe this won't actually work for me. And I was like, Karen, go back to your why. Why did you start your business? Again, it was for freedom and flexibility. It was to help individual women change their life and go follow their dreams and do whatever has been on their heart. I've never tried to go after a corporate client in that way and tried to make that kind of money. And that may not even be ultimately what I do, right? But it's one possibility. And so we all have our own race to run. And it can sometimes feel intimidating, right? We can let those fears and insecurities get into our head. And I just want to invite you to push that out and go back to your why, center back on your values, center back on your race that you have been put here to run, and focus on that. That's how you win. That's how you allow your money mindset to work for you. You see the possibilities, you know what everybody else is doing, but you always come back to how and why and where and when and who you want to do your things for and with and about, okay? I hope that's helpful. Don't forget that. The other thing is, when it all feels a little big and you're like, okay, Karen, I see the possibilities. I know it can be done, but I don't know how to do it. Remember that success leaves clues. Now, I didn't come up with that little gem, success leaves clues. Someone else said it. I don't know who, but it's a good one. Write it down. Success leaves clues. Trust in your mentors and in the process that they are giving you. So this gentleman who was up on stage that made the $275,000, if I wanted to do that, if I wanted to get into corporate, you could bet I'd be reaching out to him and saying, how did you do it? And he might tell me, well, I spent an hour on social media a day reaching out to people. I did free lunch and learns. I did this, that, and the other. And then what most people will do is they'll come up for excuses for all the reasons why that won't work for them or why they couldn't do it. Or what if nobody shows up to my lunch and learn? Or what if this or what if that? Well, you just said you wanted to do what that person does. They're telling you how they did it. And now you're making excuses or negotiating with the mentor. No. It doesn't work like that. And that's one of the reasons why my clients are so successful, because every time we work together and we come up with actions or next steps, they trust the process. They do the work. They follow through. They come to the next session. They go, Karen, you know how we talked about me doing XYZ? I did those things. And here's what's going well. Here's the challenges I'm still having. How are we going to work through that next layer? Great. And then we come up with the next set of actions. And then they go take those actions, right? It's a process. Success leaves clues, but you got to be willing to work the process. And if you're not willing to work the process, then don't expect to achieve the results that someone else is achieving. It's so easy to look at somebody who has seemingly reached the top, who has all this success and go, wow, Karen, you wrote 2 books. That's amazing. I could only dream of getting 1 book published. Do you know how many hours I spent writing, revising, researching? I mean, there was a lot of work that went into that. It can be done. I carved out time. I put it as a priority. There were things I had to do to make that happen. And there are things that you're going to have to do to make your goals and your dreams come to fruition. And if you've got the right money mindset, if you trust the process, if you are grounded in your why, oh girl, like, there's no reason you can't do this thing. There is nothing that can stop you if those things are true. I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering for you. And if you have a goal that you're trying to reach and you want someone to cheer you on, go to the Facebook group. I always talk about it at the end, so keep listening to the outro, right? Go join the Facebook group. Make a post in there. Tell us what your goal is so we can all rally around you. That's the type of community and group that I want to be building, right? Where we're really championing other women achieving success. And we're all making money for what we do because everyone deserves to be paid their fair rate. Okay, I think that's all I want to say about money mindset today. If you have not gotten the guide yet, go to KarenFreeland.com/money-mindset. I should probably be charging for this e-guide, okay? But it's not. It's so good. It's free. It's a free resource to help you change your money mindset. Like, why would you not take advantage of this? You're going to learn how to write effective money affirmations. Turn around your statements. You're going to have these so that you can now say them on a regular basis and really retrain your brain and start attracting that abundance that you deserve, okay? There's dozens of examples in there. There's way more detail on why affirmations are so helpful and how to write them. So go get the guide. And until next time, friends, stay fabulous.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.